Let's begin, Gina, by explaining to folks who aren't familiar with it just what this project is.
Fountain Grove Lodge is going to be the nation's first luxury resort retirement community with the option of continuing care. And we're reaching a diverse community, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and ally community.
How many units are we talking about?
The main building will have 64 apartment homes ranging from 833 square feet to 2001. We also have 6 freestanding bungalows, and we have 9 floor plans for people to choose from. Also on our 10-acre campus, we have the memory care building, which is the terraces, and they will be opening in December.
So are you just about fully built out now?
Yes, our reservations are very strong. We're looking to move people in shortly. It'll take us a few days to get things in order and ready for people to move in, but it's imminent.
So what was behind the decision to build this project specifically for this target audience?
Bill and Cindy Gallagher, they had success of a community called Aegis Gardens, which they built in 2001 in Fremont, and it was for the Chinese American senior community. That led them to consider developing other communities that would serve additional diverse senior populations. So this latest project will definitely fill a void that has existed for a long time, and they are very proud to lead the way on this front.
What's occupancy looking like as you open the doors?
We're looking at over 60% reserved. We're very excited. People are coming from all over the Bay Area. We have some out-of-state residents as well, and there's nothing that will hold us back with filling up this building.
Gina, thanks very much for taking a little time to talk with us, and congratulations on getting the project up and running.
You're welcome. And if anybody wants more information, they can go out to fountaingrovelodge.com or give us a call at 707-576-1101.
Thanks very much.